Hey everyone, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly, and Southern Charm star Madison LaCroix shocked everyone when she announced her engagement to her new fiance, Brett. Well, she sat down with us to detail the engagement and just how he got down on one knee. Take a look.
I was crying. I'm like the worst crier too. It was perfect.
So I know that you have a big announcement to make today on Amazon. Tell me all about it.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited, and I feel like I've been trying to hold this in for quite some time. It has been one of the hardest things I've had to do. So I'm excited to announce that I am engaged. And my son was involved, and my fiance it was so simple, but melted my heart. It was amazing. I'm thrilled.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. So tell me everything. Tell me all about the proposal details, how your son was involved, and when this happened, because I think we only talked a couple weeks ago. And if that happened before that, you did a good face.
Well, I am not doing a good face anymore. I'm like, people are like, are you wearing the ring out? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Yes, I am not hiding it. So my son and my fiance, they ended up planning this. He kept this actually a secret for quite some time. And he was going to do it while we were traveling all summer. But when he asked my son if he could ask to be his stepdad and be a part of our lives, my son had one request, and that was that he was a part of the proposal. So it was so, so sweet. I was crying just at the fact that he waited, and he didn't do it in a place where probably most girls would have expected it. It was in the living room of my home. They had celebrated my birthday belated, and it took me on a, they took me out to Kiowa Island where we had dinner, and my son requested that we had a limo. And he's like, okay, we're gonna do it. And I guess the plan did not work out the way that they had originally planned due to the weather. So things were blocked off, and it was raining and things like that, so we couldn't. So I'm sitting here in this limo, and I'm like, all right, this is weird. He picked out this silk dress. My son's dressed up, but my son like won't look at me in the face. He's like, ah, like jumping around. And they waited until afterwards, and we got home, and he proposed to me in the living room, and my son's behind him and, just clapping. I completely blacked out at the point of whatever he was saying. I have no idea. I was just like, no, like I get, this is, I was crying. I'm like the worst crier too. It was perfect.
I was going to say, it does. It sounds perfect. It sounds so great. So how many weeks, days have you been engaged now?
So I got engaged on the 8th of October. So it was on a Friday. Mm-hmm. And we've been dating for almost 7 months now. So, it's one of those things, like my mom said, like when you know, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I was actually on a girls' trip when I met him. And randomly, and he came up to me, and I told all the, I was with like 12 girls, and I went home that night, and I said, guys, I'm going to marry that man, I promise you. And they were like, oh, whatever, we've all said that. And I was like, no, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm marrying him. And sure enough, little did I know, here we are.
Here you are. Have you guys been talking about getting engaged, or was this a complete surprise to you?
Well, so probably 4 months into our relationship, he was like, if you were to get married again, what would you like? Like, what ring you like? And I'm like, I've been waiting on this for a long time. So I was like, I have a girlfriend who's a jeweler in New York, Nicole Rose. I'm sure you've heard of her before, but I love her. She's worked with me for 3 years now, and she knows what I like. She knows my taste. She knows that I want it. very simple, like timeless. And I just kind of said, just if you want to know, if you're ever interested, call her and she'll take it from there. I gave him like two options. I was like, round or emerald. I either one of those, you know, size wise, that doesn't matter to me either. You know, I would have taken anything. He could have literally given me like a heart shaped diamond and I would have taken it. But she did well, them both together. She said he was very involved and wanted it to be extremely special. So they made it for me.
That's amazing.
I can't even look at like anything else. I'm like, this is, I might as well just walk around like.
Can I see a close up of it?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous. Oh my God, he did a really good job.
Yes, he did. I mean, this is way bigger than I could ever imagine. I mean, nobody's ever complaining about that. So I was like, wow. And I tried to not look at the ring when he proposed because I didn't want to be like completely distracted. I was trying to actually hear the words coming out of his mouth. But neither one of us know what he said. He's like, I have no idea. I blacked out too. I was like, oh my God.
I love that. Now, have you guys, obviously it's only been a couple of days, but have you thought about what your wedding would look like? Are you guys planning a short engagement, a long engagement?
You know, I think like your standard like year is probably going to be just because, yes, I do have an idea, you know, that Pinterest board that I've had that's like collected so much dust for a while because, I mean, even though I was married in the past, I had never tried on a wedding dress. I have never done any of that. So this is like really the first time that I'm going to be a bride, feel like a bride.
It's so amazing.
I'm gonna take my time. He has a large family and so do I. So we're gonna probably keep it under 100 if we can, which is gonna be hard to do. I already had my planner, so they were like, you have A, B, and C people. And I'm like, oh my God.